August 15th, 1904. Melancholy is to the soul as winter to the plants. The triumph of the church is not far. This morning, I felt all oppressed with a melancholy that filled my soul through. It seemed that Blessed Jesus did not let me struggle too much, and on seeing me so oppressed, he told me, "My daughter, why this melancholy? Don't you know that melancholy is to the soul as winter to the plants, as it strips them of the leaves and prevents them from producing flowers and fruits? So much so that if the gaiety of spring and of heat did not come, the poor plants would remain incapacitated and would end up withering. Such is melancholy for the soul. It strips her of divine freshness, which is like rain that makes the virtues turn all green again. It renders her incapable of doing good. And if she does any good, she does it with difficulty and almost out of necessity, not out of virtue. It prevents her from growing in grace. And if she does not stir herself with holy gaiety, which is like rain in the springtime, that in a very short time gives development to the plants, she will end up withering in good." Now, while he was saying this, within a flash, I saw the whole church, the wars which the religious must go through and which they must receive from others, and wars among societies. There seemed to be a general uproar. It also seemed that the Holy Father would make use of very few religious people, both for bringing into good order the state of the church, the priests, and others, and also for the society in this state of turmoils. Now, while I was seeing this, Blessed Jesus told me, "Do you think that the triumph of the church is far?" And I, "Yes, indeed. Who can put order in so many things that are messed up?" And he, "On the contrary, I tell you that it is near. It is a clash that must happen, but a strong one. And therefore I will permit it altogether between the religious and the secular, so as to shorten the time. And in the midst of this clashing, all a big chaos, there will be a good and orderly clashing, but in such state of mortification that men will see themselves lost. I will give them so much grace and light that they may recognize what is evil and embrace the truth, making you suffer also for this purpose. If with all this they do not listen to me, then I will take you to heaven, and things will happen as even more grave, and will drag on a little longer before the longed-for triumph.